Back in the God Pack, you get more Mishnah Ches. Tar Shehechnis Rosho Barubo Labayis Tame. Nitma. A tar, somebody who is tar. And he enters his head and most of his body into a house that's Tame, into a house that is Tame from a Nega. Whether the house is Tame Musko or Tame Mukhada doesn't make a difference. The person would become Tame. That is a din, like we had previously, that somebody who enters a house that has a Nega would become Tame, even though he does not touch any of the walls of the house. Now, even though the pasuk says habai alabai, it's only somebody who enters the house. This person did not completely enter the house, as only his rosh, his head, most of his body is in the house, but some of his body is outside the house. I'm forced to speak out that once you enter rosh of a ruble into the house, that's considered habai alabai. That's as if you completely enter the house and you would become tamei. The tamei shehechnis rosh of a ruble labai is tar temu. Somebody who is tamei a mitzora, somebody who has tzaras. And he enters a bias tar. He didn't completely enter, but his head and most of his body is inside a bias that was previously tar. That bias becomes tame from the mitzvah, as a mitzvah is metame the contents of a house. When he enters a house, as a mitzvah is metame ba'oil. And even though he did not completely enter the house, only his rosh and robe of his body is in the house, that's enough to be metame the house and its contents. Talis tahira shehechnes mimena gimel agimel labayis tamei nitma. A talis that is taught, that three exposed, three finger widths, by three finger widths of that talis entered into a house that's tamei, into a house that has a nega, that talis would become tamei, and even though most of the talis is outside the house, as long as three exposed, by three exposed, other talis had entered the house that has a nega, that talis would become tamei. And the house that has the nega is metame everything that is brought into the house. But if less than three exposed by three exposed of the talis enters the house that has a nega, then the talis would not become tame. If less than three exposed by three exposed, it's not considered a dover chashuv. It's not a prominent part of the talis. So it's as if the talis did not enter at all. And in such a case, the talis would not become tame. Utmeya shehechnis mimena afilu kezayis labayis tar timasu. And a talis that's tame, a talis that has a nega, that even a small amount of that talis was brought into a bias that was previously tar, the contents of that house would become tame. As a beged that has a nega that is brought into a house is metame the entire contents of the house. And this talis has a nega on it, so when it's brought into a house, it's metame the contents of the house. And even if only a small part of the talis, even less than three exposed by three exposed to that talis, is brought into the house, since the talis has a nega, it's mitame the contents of the house. Second the Gan Parak, Gimel Mishnah Tes, Misha Nichnas LeBeit HaMenuga. Somebody who entered a house that has a nega, a house that's tamei muskar or tamei mukhla. And the DNA, as was said previously, that anybody who enters a house that has a nega becomes tamei. Ukelev Alksepa, Usandalov Utaba Oisov Biyado. And a person has clothing, but he's not wearing that clothing. It's folded up and on his shoulder. And he also has sandals and rings, but he's not wearing them. He's holding the sandals in his hands. And the rings are not in his fingers. Instead, they're in the palms of his hands. The din is, Hu vehein tmei miyad. Both he himself and the begadim and shoes and rings that he is holding or that's on his shoulder become tamei immediately, as the pasuk says, anybody who enters the house becomes tame. That includes not only a person, but clothing or objects that enter into a house that has a nega become tame. Hayalavish bekela, usandala baragla, utaba oisa biyat. But if he's wearing the clothing, it's not on his shoulder, he's wearing it, and he's wearing the shoes are on his feet, and he's wearing the rings, they're on his finger. In such a case, hu tame niya, he himself that walked into a house that has a nega, would become tame immediately upon entry of the house. Behein taharin ache yishe kidei achilas prat. But the clothing that he is wearing and the shoes that's on his feet and the rings on his fingers would not become tame immediately upon entering the house. He would have to stay in the house for a little while for the clothing that he is wearing to become tame. He would have to stay in the house enough time for the achila of a prat. A prat is half the amount that you need for an Erev Tchumim. According to some Rishonim, it's the amount of 4 bates and 4 eggs, and according to other Rishonim, it's the amount of 3 bates and 3 eggs, the amount of time it takes to eat that amount of food, that's how long he would have to be in the house that has a nega for the clothing that he is wearing to become tamei. This is a gzeiras hakasuv. Chazal learned it out from the pasuk that the clothes that the person is wearing when he enters into the house that has a nega does not become tamei immediately. It only becomes tamei if he waits in the house for a little while, the amount of time it takes for the achila of prat. Pas chitim v'lo pas oirim mesa v'ochlam v'lifta. That which we said, that he has to wait in the house, the amount of time it takes for the achila of a pras, 4 beitim or 3 beitim, we're talking about where he would be eating bread that's made out of wheat, not bread that's made out of barley, as wheat bread is eaten a little faster than barley bread. And we're also talking about where he's eating while he's reclining and is eating the bread in some kind of condiment, as all these things would cause him to eat a little bit quicker, as when he's reclining and eating the bread with the condiment, he eats a little bit quicker than if he would eat the bread without a condiment or while he's not reclining. And this is a gzeiras hakasuv, that the amount of time it takes to eat 4 or 3 basin of wheat bread dipped in a condiment while he's reclining, that's the amount of time he would have to be in the house that has a nega for the clothing that he is wearing at the time that he enters the house to become tamei from the house that has a